You're listening to Mocha Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 22nd of Shawwal 1444, and our topic for today is Ziyaratul Maqabir Fil Haramain Al-Sharifain. That when we go for Umrah, we go for Hajj, we go to Madinah Munawwara, then you, the man, you should visit the graveyards and the cemeteries. So we'll give you the history of it, Insha'Allah Al-Aziz. But before I do so, MashaAllah, I must say, Alhamdulillah, we had wonderful reciters. Sheikh Nuruddin performed the Isha Salat with his sweet nightingale voice. And then we had Qari Kuvadia, MashaAllah, his father is here as well. And then our Hafiz Mullah, Dilkujitliya, you know, that if you understood what he read in the Urdu language, so MashaAllah, that the praises of the Master alayhi salatu salam, remember, always increases our iman, our love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, our love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam, our love for all the sahaba and companions of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam. And then our young man, mashallah, Hafiz Yunus Randeri, mashallah, his father is here, Hafiz Muhammad Randeri. So I sent a message to them. I say, you better be ready, I'll call you. And you must read. His tajweed is excellent, very good. I wonder that, you know, how many youngsters can read like that at this age. That, very, very good he reads. Allah mazid fazid. Allah ta'ala reward all of you, mashallah, is the parents, the asatiza. And always appreciate what our parents do for us, our honorable teachers do for us. Let's come to the topic for tonight. It's our last program. Tomorrow is, inshallah, the Hajj seminar. So there my turn will be around 12:15, and we'll speak about the 5-6 days of Hajj. What should people do? But wherever we are, remember, end of the day, death will come. So what does the Quran Sharif teach us? Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. Death is not annihilation. Death is a transfer from one realm to another. A person is living. See the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We were in the womb of our mother for 9 months. Then our beloved mother gave birth to us. Then we live here in this world. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي بَيْنَ السِّتِينَ وَسَبْعِينَ وَأَقَلُّهُمْ مَنْ يُجَاوِزُ ذَلِكَ. The average age of this ummah will be between 60 and 70, and very few people go beyond 70. I am in that age group now, 60, 70. And remember that we don't know when we will leave this world. We don't know which place also death will strike. And then we stay here in this world. Then Surah 23, verse number 100, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. So from the womb of our mother, we came to Alamud Dunya, to this worldly life. Then we entered the Barzakh. You go Cape Town, Maraj al-Bahrain, يَلْتَقِيَانَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ. Barzakh is a partition. Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean. So this, after death, post-death, that is the partition, the interspace between dunya and the akhirat. How long? 1,000 years, 5,000 years, 100,000 years? Allah alone knows how long it will be. And then the day of justice, Yawm al-Qiyamah, and then the people will enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, Abadul Abad, Khalidina fiha abada. You will stay and dwell there forever, no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. Oh Allah forbid, if people's belief structure is incorrect, they died, they were sane and mature, in the state of blasphemy, idol worship and so forth, then they dispatch to the hellfire, Allah forbid. And that also is everlasting doom and gloom. So if you study, you will find every time the period is getting longer, longer and longer. Now we all have to experience death. So Almighty Allah teaches us, kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. You know when mangoes come out, you Durban brothers, you'll know. When leeches come out, we want to taste it. So death also people will taste. How you will taste? You will see the tip of the nose will bend. And that is called sakarat. Waja'at sakaratul maut bilhaq. And when we are in that stage, then people should be reading, Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Oh beloved Allah, assist me against the pains and the pangs of death. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Aksiru zikra hazimil lazat. Remember abundantly, profusely, the destroyer of pleasures. Today we fly first class, we stay in five-star hotels, we have smart cars, palatial homes, nice wife, we look at her, our iman increases, you know. So mashallah, you know when you're in school, you learn of Romeo and Juliet. And when we go to madrasa, Darul Uloom, then you learn of what? Layla and Majnun. Kullu yadda'i bi hubbi Layla, wa Layla la tuqirru bidhak. Everybody used to tell, Layla, I love you. Layla say, nobody loves me. Only my Majnoon loves me. Majnoon means to be madly in love. Madly, M-A-D. And mad also M-A-D. So you pull it, you see, madly. Say, I'm madly in love, you see. So when they told him, Majnoon, how could you love this Layla? Her teeth are also not 100% synchronized and, you know, straight. And her eyes also got a slight squint. What he said? Majnoon said, you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. Now tonight you go and tell your wife in Shawwal, she will go for Mi'raj. So you must remember these things. Yeah? So that is how it is. But when we live in this lap of luxury, then suddenly death comes. Oh, cancer comes, or some sickness comes, and it seems our whole world has turned topsy-turvy. We received some bad news, the results came out positive, and so forth. So each one of us, we have to leave this world. Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam. Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitu. You, Ya Rasulullah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved, the most precious to all, Mighty Allah jalla wala, one day your demise also will take place and they also will pass away. Pirane Pir Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwarallahu marqadahu in Ghunyatul Talibin. He wrote some wonderful style verses, you know, poetry. And remember what did he say? Great lesson for all of us. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُهُ. How many kafan are being washed every day? Today we heard Dr. Panjbhai passed away. He was in my hometown, Heidelberg. He was the one who saw my father in his last stages in Sakarat. So he passes away on a Friday. So imagine. Allah Jalla Wala grant him for Dr. Panjbhai Jannat al-Firdaus. And now how many every day you hear on the radios, وَكَمْ مِنَّ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُهُ. How many kafan and shroud are being washed every day? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوْكِ مَجْهُولُهُ. But me and you who have to still go into that kafan and shroud, we're so busy in the market, in the mall, in the shopping complex. The people know already, see the rain dollar, how it's sliding. See, people know everything, how it works. وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug daily? Just look in that vacant grave and see. رونتے کرے ہو جائیں گے. Our heavens can up. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person going to that grave, remember that the occasions of joy and happiness, they have deceived us. This weekend my daughter is getting married, and then Sunday, remember, is the walima. We are already preparing for the akika for next year already. You see, people today are sharpshooters, you know. So they get married after 9 months, everything happens already, you must remember. You youngsters, you're not married, now you go for proposal. The daughter story I give is just an example, you understand? We got no daughters, no nothing. So remember that, you youngsters, you want to go for proposal. You go with a Nissan and Toyota and all that. So then they'll tell you, bye, you'll make istikhara and see. So here you go with a BMW, be my wife. I alright, sir. Haru lage. You see, understand about that. So I say we can give our daughter to him, you see. So even there, we base our decision on the car the mota came with and so forth. So this joy and happiness, it deceives us. وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? My health is excellent, and my children are excelling in their studies. My business is flourishing, and my wife is looking younger by the day. And everything is going smooth, and no load shedding in my area. You know, South Africa, we have to add that also. I asked the one person, I see you never complain. They say, I stay right next to the police station, we never ever get load shedding. Say, subhanallah, we also have to look for police station. So, وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ حَالِكُ. O human being, O masterpiece, very soon you will be halak, you will be gone, finished. End of the day is history. So let us go now. You're going for Hajj, you're going for Umrah, you're going to Ziyarat Madinah Munawwarah. So you, the man, on a Friday especially, you should try and visit Baqi. The original name of Baqi, Baqi means a hollow land. And the original name was Baqi al-Gharqad. Gharqad means the thorny trees. So remember that we should go normally on a Friday, wherever we are, whichever country we are. مَنْ زَارَ قَبْرَ أَبَوَيْهِ أَوْ أَحَدِهِمَا يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ غُفِرَ لَهُ وَكُتِبَ بَارَ. The hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi. Whosoever visit the grave of his parents, both of them or one of them must be Muslim obviously, then that person is forgiven and it's written that he is a pious son of his beloved parents. So our honorable mothers are buried there. Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. So let us take you for a tour on Baqi, right? So you will understand what is really happening. Now let's go back to the time of the Master Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The graveyard was very small obviously, not like how it is now. So who was awwalu man mata minal muhajirin? From the Sahaba who migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, which Sahabi was the first person to pass away there in Medina, Ba'd al-Hijrah, after the migration? His name, Uthman bin Maz'un, radiallahu anhu arda. When the news came to the Master, alayhi salatu salam, not Uthman bin Affan, this is Uthman bin Maz'un, another Sahabi. So the first person from Muhajirin to pass away, وَعَيْنَاهُ تَزْرِفَانْ. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tears started rolling down, Mubarak tears. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the jasad Mubarak, the honorable badan and body of Uthman bin Mas'un radiallahu ta'ala an, and kissed him on his forehead. So me and you must learn the sunnah. When a person passes away, then if the male, you the man, you knew him well, you should kiss on the forehead. Or if it's your parents and so forth, you kiss on the forehead. That also is a sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't worry, your radios are all working, inshallah. Aziz, I was just drinking some water here. Sometimes the ladies, they say, now what happened? Maybe the motor also passed away, you know. We're still alive and kicking, alhamdulillah. Who was awwalu man mata min al-ansar? From the Ansari Sahabi of Medina Munawwara, who was the first person to pass away and be buried in Baqi? As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu ta'ala an was the first one. We as Muslims, you as ulama, as students, you must know this. We are the only people on the face of the earth. You go ask anybody else of any faith, any religion, no one has this. And al-fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u. Virtue is that even your enemies, they bear testimony to that. There's a book written by a mustashrik and orientalist. His name is Montgomery Watt. Montgomery Watt is no ordinary person. He's a big priest, and he wrote books on the Master alayhi salatu salam. Muhammad sallallahu, he don't say sallallahu, we must say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Makkah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Medina, and the book I'm quoting now is called Formative Period. He knew so much about Islam, but he didn't embrace Islam. So this is hidayat, you know, Allah gives hidayat to whoever he wishes. So in this book, Formative Period, Montgomery Watt, W-A-T-T, writes, that you Muslims are the only people on the face of the earth, I'm just paraphrasing him, that who have the profile and the biography of 500,000 reporters and narrators, 500,000. See, I teach you something quickly, for you ulama students. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. It took him 16 years to write Bukhari Sharif. 16 years. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahimahullah, one of the greatest scholars of hadith, and his commentary is one of the best, Fathul Bari. So that took him 25 years to write the commentary on Bukhari Sharif. And when Ibn Hajar, when you study hadith, and it's written in the commentary, waqal al-hafiz. So when you just keep it like that, then it means Ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahimahullah. Shaykh Albani, rahimahullah, used to say, I met Shaykh Albani also, alhamdulillah. It don't mean we agree with everything, but remember that he had some great qualities also. So Shaykh Albani, rahimahullah, used to say, لَمْ يُولَدْ مِثْلَهُ بَعْدَهُ. You will never find Ibn Hajar again in this world. Such a genius giant he was. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, for his Sahihul Bukhari, 16 years. Ibn Hajar, Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahimahullah, to write the commentary on Bukhari Sharif, 25 years. He wrote the book on Asma'ur Rijal wa Nisa, which I have at home. Al-Isaba fi Tamyiz al-Sahaba. It's so big like this. Encyclopedia. It took him 40 years to write that book. 40 years to compile that book. Because you have to go and research where was he born. Where he studied, who were his teachers, who were his students, where he passed away. We are the only people on the face of this earth who have this. You go to the Christians and ask them your Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, all that. Not one of them met Jesus. You go to the Jutla, the Harami, you understand, you ask him who you met, he'll tell you you're anti-Semite. Whenever you put them in the corner, they just tell you anti-Semite. You can ask anybody in this world. We are the only people on this earth. So we can pinpoint to you and tell you, during the time of Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first person among the Muhajirin to pass away was Sayyidina Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu. Among the Ansar and the assistants, the first person to pass away was As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. So now we're taking you for a trip. Right? For the journey. Where? To Al-Baqi, the famous graveyard cemetery in Medina Munawwara. So when we enter with the right foot, it's better to be in the state of wudu, but not compulsory. So when we just enter, As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur. Salam upon you, O you inmates, people of the graves. Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. Allah forgive us, forgive you. Antum salafuna. You are the vanguard. وَنَحْنُ بِالْأَثَرِ You passed away and we are following in your footsteps. That we also will come. So one of the days we have to leave this world definitely, whether we like or we don't like. So thereafter, now you're going to go on the right-hand side. You'll see they've got the big fence there. Because of the Shias and all of them, they've committed. There, when you look on your extreme right, there the Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Master alayhi salatu salam are buried. Who's buried there? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried there. And Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is buried there. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried there. So all these eminent people, great, great people, they're all part of the Ahlul Bayt. For us to love the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is an integral part of our faith. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى Say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I ask you for no reward and recompense, but you must love my kith and kin. You must love my honorable family, the honorable wives of the Master alayhi salam, 100% they're part of Ahlul Bayt. The children of the Master alayhi salam, the grandchildren, all of them are part of Ahlul Bayt. Then when you come further, then you will see the honorable wives of the Master alayhi salam. Every wife of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam is buried there in Baqi except two. Which two? Then you know the remainder are buried here. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is buried in Mu'alla. Not Mala, Mu'alla. That's in Makkah. Mu'alla means the upper region of Makkah. And when you stay in your hotels and all that day, Hilton and Zamzam and all, that's Misfala, the lower portion of Makkah. And when you're coming from Medina Munawwara, about 20 kilos, 25 kilos, before you reach Makkah Mukarrama, you will find a place called Sarif. There Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried. You know her story. See what the ajeeb story of hers, of Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha. Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tazawwaja biha bi sarif. Sarif, seen rafa, seen refe. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nikah was there, took place there. Wa bana biha bi sarif. And the marriage was consummated there. Wa matat bi sarif. And she passes away there. And wa dufinat bi sarif. And she is buried there. These are the two honorable wives of the Master alayhi salatu salam. All the others, they in Baqi. Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha, the mother of Ibrahim, the son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is buried in Medina, but not in Baqi. In another area, but inside Medina Munawwara. So that is Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha. So we went this side, extreme right. So was the Ahlul Bayt, this side here, the Honorable Azwaj Mutahharat, they part of the Ahlul Bayt as well, 100%. Then you go further, is Banatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyida Fatima is already this side, the other three daughters. Sayyida Umme Kulsum radiallahu anha, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, and remember was Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha. So they are the daughters. Then when you're walking, you will see a right turn that you're going to go now downwards. In that corner is Aqil bin Abi Talib. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's brother Aqil, Sahabi also, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's buried there. And then when you turn, then on your left hand side is Imam Malik rahimahullah. So we know Imam Malik rahimahullah's story. Imam Malik rahimahullah, he was born in Medina, he passes away in Medina, he never left Medina except once. When they ask him, oh Imam Malik, Imam Udar al-Hijra, you are the genius of Medina, why you don't move away? Why you don't go Umrah? He went once only for Hajj, Umrah and finish. He never went again. He said, I fear it must not happen that Malik is outside the boundary of Medina, and the ruh and death comes and takes me away. I must pass away in Medina Munawwara. That was their ishq, their love for Medina Munawwara. Me and you, what we worry? We just walk with our shoes, sandals, everything here and there, everywhere. You see people walking in the masjid also with shoes, this army and police and all of them. Allah forbid. So you must remember Imam Malik rahimahullah used to walk barefoot. When people asked him, "Oh, Imam Malik, why you walk barefoot?" He said, "How can I walk with, this is ishq, this is muhabbat." He said that, "How can I walk with shoes and sandals there? It must not happen that one day Imam Malik walks on that place where the Qadam Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam." You see, brother, I'm not saying it's not permissible. It's permissible. I go with shoes, sandals, you go. But I'm showing you what the Salaf Sali, our pious predecessors, used to do. They were genius, they were giants. They are true love. So Imam Malik rahimahullah was one of the greatest teachers of Madinah Munawwara. And therefore, if you study Maliki Fiqh, then he has Quran Sharif, then he has Sunnah Mubarakah, then he has Sahaba, then thereafter he has Ta'amul Ahlil Madinah. What was the regular practice of the fuqaha and the jurors of Madinah Munawwara? So, fuqaha sab'a, there were seven jurors. So he said, if they said something and this consensus, so that is dalil by me and is evidence by me. See how he worked and so forth. So he was Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, celebrated teacher. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani of the Hanafi school. He studied by Imam Malik also. So like that, they were very, very great genius and giants, remember that. When you see Imam Malik's grave, then next to him you will see Nafi's grave. You know who's Nafi? Nafi is the slave of Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he liberated 1,000 slaves, remember that. And what he did, he told Nafi, go. Nafi said, I don't go. So what you want to do? He said, I learn hadith by you. So Imam Bukhari rahimahullah used to say, the greatest chain in hadith, silsilatul zahab, Malik and Nafi and Ibn Umar. There are two Nafi. One Nafi is the muhaddith, and one Nafi is the qari. Remember that. So that is there. Some ulama say this Nafi, some say that Nafi, whatever it is. So buried next to Imam Malik rahimahullah. Then you go further down. Who you will see? You will find Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seven children, four daughters and three sons. Four daughters, all from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, Sayyida Fatima, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umme Kulsum, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anhunna. Two sons, Qasim and Abdullah. Abdullah was known as Tayyib and Tahir. So these the sons passed away in Makkah in infancy. From Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha, he Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had Ibrahim, the son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was only 18 months old. They call Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, come, come, he's gasping for breath, it's difficult. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knew it's matter of time now. And then wa'aynahu tazrifan, the tears mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam were rolling down, you are shedding tears. Sahaba said, wa anta ya Rasulullah, you also cry? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the ummah, wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. See, lesson for us. We don't cry because of death. We cry because of firaq. We will never meet you again till qiyamah, and we won't be able to walk with you. We won't be able to talk to you. And our heart will be very, very sad. But we will not say anything that is displeasing to Almighty Allah. Hukukullah, hukukul ibad, at one time, then and simultaneously, that is taqwa. Hukukul ibad, my tears are rolling for you. Hukukullah, we will not utter any word to complain, why my son, why my daughter, why. Ridha bil qada, we accept the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla wala without complaining. That is sabrun jameel. So this is how Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Now three things you must know. One, 18 months old, what Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wa inna lahu la mustardian fil jannah. For him, there is a foster mother in Jannah. Now Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where must we bury him? Remember what I told you. Awwalu man mata wa awwalu man dufina min al-muhajirin is who? Usman bin Maz'un. This incident is happening 9 years after that approximately. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Bury my beloved son in the same grave of Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu. You see how great it was. You need to understand this, brothers. So he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved son, is buried in the same grave. So when you're walking towards the down towards Sayyidina Uthman's grave, it will be on the left hand side. And when you're returning, then it will be on your right hand side. So you must be, so when you come going down, it will be on your left. And when you're coming back also, it will be on your left. Remember that. So that is the grave there of Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when you go down, then you find the Shuhada'i Harra. In Medina Munawwara, this was said times, remember that there was a civil war. And in that civil war, 70 people, some Sahaba, Tabi'in, Awliyaullah, they all passed away. So there's like a mass grave there. And it's very sad. What is the truth we have to say? We can't hide everything. So remember that sometime this ummah, ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. That there was civil war and so problem and so forth. So that happened there and they buried there. Then when you go further down, right in the ending, you will find Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. Who is Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan? Do we know his manaqib, his fada'il, his virtues, his merits? It is the month of Rajab. It is the ninth year of the Hijrah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, I want every male who's able and capable, he must participate in this battle. You know how many Sahaba came? Alone in Medina Munawwara, 30,000 Sahaba, Mustadrak Hakim Hadith. 30,000 people must leave Medina in midsummer, 50 degrees, 48 degrees. I went to Tabuk by plane, it takes you 1.5 hours. In that intense heat, what about the logistics? Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu came, Ya Rasulallah, 100 camels from me, with the saddle and everything. Again he came, another 100 camels, Ya Rasulallah. Again he came, another 100, 300 camels. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, he brought 1,000 gold coins. 1,000 gold coins. Today if I have to perform a nikah or Maulana perform a nikah and that person writes in the nikah book there 1,000 gold coins, even we will think that he must be bringing out plastic coins, you know, in this time. When I had to perform a nikah once, the highest I saw mahar, so it was 135,000. So when I read that there, they had so many things written there, so I called it Baji, the groom's father. I said, what is the mahar? I said, no, it's written there, it's right. I said, 135. He said, yeah. So I said, mashallah, one month. You got a lot of money, what can we say now? You know, we just have to perform the nikah. So like that, now he brought 1,000 gold coins. Take Kruger coins, just for our understanding. See here, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi hijrihi, in the left Mubarak, Nabi alayhi salam was yuqallibuhu, was spinning the coins, and the face Mubarak, yatanawwar wa yatahallal, it was shining and glittering even more and more out of joy and happiness. This is Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu warda, hadith in Tirmidhi. After that incident, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma darra Uthman, ma amila ba'd al-yawm. No harm can come to Sayyidina Uthman after this year. See? So see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba, what sacrifice. The Masjid Nabawi, if you see the first 6-7 sufuf, you must remember that he, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, extended it, expanded it. This you call mihrab. The mihrab right in front till today is called mihrab Uthmani. The well, there they needed water. So he's the one, remember, who bought the well and everything, the water arrangements he made. But lo and behold, when the enemies came together, now they were to martyr him, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. His wife's name was Naila. So remember, they entered his house. She tried to protect her beloved husband. They cut her fingers as a Naila. And then they came to him. He was reading Quran Sharif. He was fasting. And he read the verse, the blood spilled on it. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. If you want to see this Quran Sharif, go to Uzbekistan, go to Tashkent, the capital. We've been there with Allah's help. And this is certified even by UNESCO. They say this copy is an original copy, not photocopy or anything. See, brother. But you know, when the enemies come in and they do this Khawarij and all, so they take Sunan Usman's body, Mubarak, and they buried right in the ending there. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala came in his time, and then he purchased that whole land and he incorporated it into Baqi. So sometimes you wonder, how come all the Sahaba are buried right in front, and Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu's Qabr Mubarak is right at the back and so forth. So when this political upheaval, a lot of things happen and so forth and so on. Then you go on the left hand side from there, Sayyida Halima Sa'adiyya radiallahu anha, the foster mother of Master alayhi salatu salam, her Qabr Mubarak is there. You go further, then Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu's grave is there. Our people are simple little bit, you know. So I went to China for this one reason. There were other reasons, but main reason I wanted. Our people say, many of them, they say Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried in China. But in Tirmidhi and all that clearly is mentioned that he's buried in Medina. I said, let me go. So I booked ticket, went from South Africa, Dubai, Guangzhou. We don't know one word of Chinese, we don't know one Chinese person also. But we keep on making dua, you understand? So when I came out from the airport, and I am 6 feet tall and 100 kilos, so these Chinese, every second guy come by me and look at me, up, down, like they saw a jinnat or they saw some statue or what. Their eyes are deceiving them or what, you understand? Then I just carried on. Then I saw one person with a beard, you know. I mean, Assalamu alaikum. He said, Wa alaikum salam. So he looked like an Arab, so I started speaking Arabic. So he started saying, MashaAllah. So I said, for who are you waiting? He said, my brother is coming. I said, you live here? He said, yes. He said, I'm an agent. I make import, export. I said, very good. Allah tell us it. I'm going to this hotel, Holiday Inn, this, that, give me your number. I don't know one word of Chinese and anything, and I'm going to go here. He said, whatever you want, you just contact me, ahlan wa sahlan. So like that. See, Allah makes arrangements like that, you know. We stay just now, I must tell you, like stories. So when we were there in the hotel, that Holiday Inn in Guangzhou, so I ordered, me and my wife, so I ordered strawberry jam, you know. See, these Chinese also, I don't know, you know. They tell no covert story and all that, you know. So they went, she brought one dish like this, something jumping inside. So this type of thing. So I went there to the manager, I said, man, I want strawberry jam. What this person, why don't you teach them some basic English, you understood? Come bring all these snakes here and I don't know what and what, there was something jumping there. So anything, all these things there. Then first stop, I say, I want to go to the grave, that of them. So we went there. Imam Ismail. I met the Imam. So I told him, now Imam, I don't know Chinese. Well, you know English? He said, no. I said, you know Arabic? He said, Qaleel Shwaya Shwaya. I said, so which language I must speak? He said, speak Urdu to me. I said, you Chinese, where you learn Urdu? He said, no, I was there in Pakistan for 4 or 5 years, so Urdu I know. I said, very good, we speak Urdu. So I told him, I want to go. Now it's night time. He said, see, Sheikh is telling me, really speaking, I'm not allowed to take you night time. You must come daytime, but you came from so far and all that. Now come, I'll take you. So he went. Now if you know even basic Arabic, it's written there on the wall, on the board there, Abu Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas. Now our people, simple Simon, they took the Abu and threw it away. You understood? And they say Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas is buried there. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas is buried in Medina Munawwara, in Baqi. And his father is buried there in China in Guangzhou. It's like our Maimon people, you know. When our people left from Porbandar, so I went all these places with Allah's help, Porbandar and all. So I told her my story, I'm sure about that, but anyway. So when we go to Porbandar, now they're going to come, steamer, you know, with the ship and all that. So the name was Yaqub. So when they left there, the Ya fell off. When they came here, Mombasa, the Ba fell off. So by the time they reached Durban here, they from Yaqub, they became Aqub, then they become Aku. You know, so it's not Aku, it's Yaqub. So you will find here in Durban, Aku family, all, it's all Yaqub and these things. You know, so I went in 1995, December, Porbandar. Then I spent one, two nights there. Then I went to our gram, to our village, where my forefathers came from. It's 1 hour, Banwar. So then, there's nobody on the road. It's just a taxi guy, myself. But you must know Mehman. If you don't know Mehman, you won't enjoy nothing. So we go, nobody on the road, but he's hooting, this driver. So I asked him, Bam, okay, the koi dasamani? I said, no, I don't see anybody. For who are you hooting? He said, no. Baba is sleeping there, I will break Buzruk. I make salam to him. Give one hoot. I said, Baba, listen. He said, 100%. I said, when you come back, you can hoot again. He said, yeah. I said, right. So this time, what? You see, like that. Lot of things happened. Anyway, I went there. I want to see our family's graves. I went to the graveyard, all that, make dua for everybody. Cut the story. Now we came back. After 3 days, I spent there. I had a lot of money to give out zakat, sadqah, all that finished. Now we come back, so then there is Ratan Porbandar Airport, small airport like Bloemfontein, Kimberley, if you went there. So Ratan plane delayed 2 hours, you see. So I told my wife, just sit there, and here's the passport money, and then let me make the dua, chakkar and tawaf, let's see what's happening here. So while I'm looking, I see a helicopter landed, you see. So I asked that guy who came out first, how much are they charging? He said, it's free. I said, free, very funny. So anyway, the pilot came out. He's a Sikh guy, you see. Big turban, this. So I went. Now you must speak English, you know. You can't speak the Hindi and all that. We know all the Hindi, Urdu, all. I say, sir, me, I'm a South African. I came to visit Porbandar. I visited Gandhi's museum and all. And for real, I went on. So I also want to go in a helicopter. He said, fine, you're next. I said, well, my wife also is. He said, no problem. He went to the washroom, does that, all. He came back, this pilot. He made that has come, he called us. So he's in front, I'm with the team in front, two of us, four-seater, my wife and one Hindu lady, there at the back. There we go. I go, he tell us, like Durban, coastal city, you see. And plus you don't pay anything, also, so you enjoy it more, you know how it is. So he tell us, this happened here, this happened. Good commentary he gives us. After about 15 minutes, then he stopped the thing like this. Mu'allak mina samai wal earth. He's stationary. You see? Now, I got that headphones, you know, he gave me. He said, now Q&A. Normally Q&A, I have to answer, but there, I have to ask him questions. 1995 December. So we're up in the sky. So I tell him, I call him, sir. Sir, what speed we going? We going miles, kilos, what's the story? He said, no, no miles, kilos here, we go knots. This question, this. Question number 5. Sir, I don't understand. Say, what you don't understand? I say, I travel several countries, you know, in the world. Nobody did take you free of charge in the helicopter. So what's the story here? Say, you don't know. I say, what? He said, this helicopter is not working, we're testing it out. Bottom is ocean, we right on top, and we're the helicopter. I look at the back, I see my wife is half in Sakarat already. She's crying, I say, read, la ilaha illa. You see our Hafizah, where's the Hafizah? Yes, we read now, Surah 21, verse 87. Surah 21, verse 83, Dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. Dua, Surah 21, verse 89, Dua of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. Wonderful passage he read. All duas of Anbiya alayhi salam. Maybe his father, mother told him, mashallah. So, I said, read. I tell him, sir, I think it's time now we have to go down. Our Q&A is finished now. He says, all right, let's go down. So, at least we, so I say, only in India it can happen. Take the foreigners and nobody will ask questions. They got lost somewhere in the jungle. But we know where they got lost and all this time. So, that is our Porbandar story. Anyway, so I was telling you about the Sahaba radiallahu anhu who are buried there. Imam Malik rahimahullah, pay attention. Imam Malik rahimahullah said, in Baqi alone, for you ulama and students, Imam Malik rahimahullah said, in Baqi alone, there are 10,000 Sahaba buried. See, brother? Leave Mecca, leave Mecca. He didn't say boat. He said Medina alone. Imam Malik said so. You know what a genius Imam Malik was. One day, the Muhajirin and Ansar, their children, grandchildren came. Muhajirin, children, grandchildren on the right. On the left-hand side is the Ansar, their children, grandchildren, and Imam Malik is there. They say, Ustad, Imam Malik, Imam Udar al-Hijrah, we want to pose one question to you. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Now who is Ali Muhammad? This Ansar and Ansar's children or Muhajirin, Muhajirin's children? See what answer he gave. See what answer he gave. Hafiz, Yunus, Randeri, Damat Barakatuhu, you must learn all this by your father and the ustad. Eh? Write down, Surah 40, verse 46. So Imam Malik Rahimullah says, I give you the answer. Allah Ta'ala spoke about Fir'aun. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah 40, verse 46, An-naru yuraduna alayha huduwa wa ashiyya. That the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades every day and night they're being punished. Now, this is Azab-e-Qabr. And thereafter, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَ On the day of justice, أَدْخِلُوا عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ The family of Pharaoh and the followers of Pharaoh, all will be dispatched to Jahannam because they don't have Iman. If عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ means مَنِتَّبَعَ فِرْعَوْنَ Then Ali Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam means not only Muhajirin and Ansar, it means kullu man ittaba'a an-nabiyya sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You understood that? So every person who's going to imitate, emulate Nabi alayhi salatu salam, inshallah he will wake up with the family of Nabi alayhi salam and so forth. See Imam Malik, what a genius he was and so forth. Carry on. So you find, now we're coming back. So that Qabriyas, the Baqi was broken up into parts. So you call this in the olden days, Qabrul Ammat. Ammat means the poopy, the fui, father's sister. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, father and his sisters, two of them embrace Islam, Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha and Sayyida Atika radiallahu anha. This is now when you are coming back, is exit after that. So on the right hand side you will see there, the graves are there, two graves. So Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha and Sayyida Atika radiallahu anha. So when you go, normally I announce I'm going on a Friday, meet me there. So we start 30, 40. By the time I show them we 100 and so forth with Allah's help. You know, people just join. Then the police trouble us too much, you understand? Harrik, Aji, the whole day, they got more to speed of that. You know, harrik, move it up and all that. But inshallah, if you go, then you go Friday morning after Fajr, and you visit all these graves, inshallah. And you'll make dua, we pass away there also, inshallah. Now we bring you to Makkah Mukarramah. Hadith, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, who states, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من مات في أحد الحرمين Whosoever passes away in any one of the two harams Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara to pass away is greater than Makkah but nevertheless who passes away in any one of the two then بُعِثَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْآمِنِينَ رواه البيهقي So that person will be resurrected on the day of justice and he will be with peace, tranquility and serenity. Obviously with Iman and Islam the person passed away. So who's buried in Makkah Mukarramah? Makkah Mukarramah, you brothers should know this. Madinah Munawwara, you got Baqi. Madinah Munawwara, you got Shuhada'i Uhud. And there Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Musab bin Umayr radiallahu anhu, they buried there. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu is Sayyidu Shuhada. That is our unanimous belief. The hadith is authentic in Mustadrak Hakim. Come to Makkah Mukarramah, you must remember that. First one, you must go right on top there. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is buried. Do we know who Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. One day Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are here, but you take her name so many times. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam tola ya fa'u Aisha. Ya Aisha radiallahu anha, do you know Fatima? Who's Khadija radiallahu anha? Do you know Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha? She believed in me when everybody rejected me. She's the first person, male, female, adult children, alal itlaq, to become a Muslim. That is a word. She's the mother of my children. She took all her money and she gave it to me, her assets and material wealth, when nobody wanted to support me. The ending of the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ وَكَانَتْ, she was unique, she was exemplary. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says, after that we always should speak very good things about Sayyida Khadija. When her sister used to come, Sayyida Hala, then her voice was very similar to that of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak about Sayyida Khadija after hearing the voice of Sayyida Hala, sister, not Khala, Hala with a Ha Alif Lalit. So you must learn all these things. Then in Makkah Mukarramah, on the outskirts, I told you, is Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha. Now let's carry on there. Then you come down, you must remember, you find Asma binti Abi Bakr. She's buried there. Her son Abdullah bin Zubair passed away radiallahu anha in 73, and then she passed away a few months after that at the ripe old age of 100. And all her teeth were still intact. Wait, you understand? These are Sahaba, Sahabiyat and so forth. Then you go further on, you will see many Sahaba, old graves and all that, but the pinpoint is very difficult. From our people, I'm sure you all know of Maulana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah. I give you his story, which all of you don't know, because you were not there. This was Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel. I was in the Hilton Hotel in Medina. Maulana is our senior. He's not our teacher, but we respect him as our teacher. So remember, thrice he came looking for me there at Hilton. And I just bumped into him, by mistake actually, that I felt so embarrassed and shy. You see me, teen martama ayata aapki talash mein and all that. I say, Hazrat, maaf kijiyega, we run around here. Anyway, cut long story short. So he told me, we're having majlis there. So he pointed. So I said, okay, I'll come and all that. So when I went there, the Maulana Mazhar was speaking, he didn't speak and all these things there. Then after it again we met. Then I left. This is now 2011. So when I went there, my special reason for going, I didn't tell anybody, because you know with the Saudis, you're not sure whether it will happen or not. What's today? Friday night, isn't it? Tomorrow is Saturday, same. So Friday till Maghrib, I don't have anything. Friday till Maghrib, I don't have anything. But Saturday is first Sha'ban. And they're going to open the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. And I went for that because they told me my name is it. But you know Saudis, in Yemen we got a nice term. Say Taddo Maso. You know what the Taddo Maso? A slow coach, like you understand. So after Maghrib, then I looked at my phone, I had 5-6 missed calls. I said, now something must have happened. So I phoned them. In Anta Ya Sheikh. They'll make you feeling guilty, you know. As though they're looking for you the whole week or something, you understand? So I say, I'm in the haram. He said, come here now immediately. Then he tells me about this, he speak this. And all. Now there were 10 minutes left for Isha Azan. Still I'm not sure. Then he tells me, make dua. So I made dua, I was crying and all that. Then he also, he got my bitaka, he got my boarding pass like gold, you know? Very, not genuine gold, but very smart. And like that, with your name and passport, they say, who's and that? They say, take it. And SubhanAllah. Now, Isha, I'm crying and I'm elated, delighted. So, cut long story short. So then I went there, told my wife, now tomorrow, inshallah, I'm inside. And they told me, one hand, passport. One hand, the bitaka, the boarding pass, like. So, fixed up. So, I made intention. I'm going to complete the Quran Sharif inside, fi Jawfil Kaaba. From Alam Tara downwards, I left the last 10 surahs. So Alhamdulillah, first is all the politicians and ambassadors, then ordinary mortals like us come afterwards. Now the army is there. So they took me, the first Rukne Yamani. I don't know after how many years I touched Rukne Yamani. Then I went to Hajar Aswad, I looked at it and I even smiled. Maybe after 10 years I could kiss it. Because now we kissed it so many times in the start. But now the crowd is so big, so we don't worry also. So the Shias, the Shias, you must know this, you ulama, the group of the Shias, Qaramita, they stole the Hajar-e Aswad and they took it to Bahrain. For 22 years, there was no Hajar-e Aswad. Hajar-e Aswad is not one stone. So these Kuffar Shia, they stole it, and you must remember that they asked the ulama, what must we do? He said, you just pick up your hands and make salam, finish and like that. Don't worry. When our Ahlul Sunnah retrieved it, they just found 8 pieces of it, they strung it up together, and those 8 pieces, like small pearls, that is Hajar-e Aswad. So one day if you get chance, make sure you kiss the right one. Don't just kiss anywhere and say you kiss Hajar-e Aswad. Don't say what I'm saying. Oh, you just kiss anywhere, they say I kiss Hajar-e Aswad. Now this you got police and guards there, this is one to one, nobody troubles you, so I smile, kiss, and all. Then the steps going up, you see, like that. So everybody wants to meet the Sa'din. Sa'din is the motor with the key, you know. You Durban people, I told you before, you'll forget. I told you, you understand, you'll have the Sa'din rush here. So this is the key of the Kaaba. This is Kali Kali key of my placement. Not key of the Kaaba now. So this guy's walking around with the key of the Kaaba also. This is Kali Kali, Spazif. You know Spaza shop, this is Spaza one. So this is the key of the Kaaba Musharrafa. So, Banu Shaiba family, so everybody, I said, I'll meet them afterwards, let me get place. So, that Sheikh did me one favor. He delayed everything, but he said, see Sheikh, when you go inside, there's police inside. And then when you go inside, then if you're going to make your dua like this, like how you normally make dua, the police will say, move it. Because it's written there, khamsa daqa'iq fakat. Only 5 minutes you can spend. I said, how can it happen? And 5 minutes, no, it can't happen like that. He said, make long dua in your sujood. Nobody will trouble you. So I had to read from Alam Tara till one nas, it took me 15 minutes. So in there, I thought of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, you see. And a lot of other people, you know. So anyway, so this is now facing the Golden Dome. And then facing the Hatib, the northern side. So I made salam, I saw, give the Allahu Akbar. Once you start namaz, they don't touch you see. So I read another 2 rakat. So 25 minutes with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I was there. So when we came down there and all that, and we went to have nice breakfast, and that Abdul Ghaffar Bahajisa from Malawi was there, his son, Hafiz Faisal, organized everything. Then I phoned Channel Islam and we had a nice interview and all that. Then I remembered I took Maulana Yunus Patel's number, he's still in Medina. So I told him, Hazrat, Allah ke fazal se, Allah ke karam se, mein bilkul andar gaya tha Baitullah. Aur sujood ki halat mein aapke naam jo hai lekar mere khud dua ki. The way he started crying, we should take Urdu memo most of the time. I said, I took your name in sajda, inside the Baitullah. And he was crying. Then I met his murids and that afterwards. So all they finished. Then I came home because my job is done. Then he came to Makkah. So Tuesday night I have tafsir there in the masjid. So then, while I was doing tafsir, one youngster ran inside. He said, Maulana Yunus Patel passed away. I said, hey, for me you got the news. He said, no, he doesn't read you. I said, no. Then I just stopped tafsir and we made dua. So that was our last meeting. Allah. And then he told me, he passed away on a Tuesday. He told me, you're going to Durban, isn't it? You must make Jummah Salah day in Masjid An-Nur. And that night was 15 Shaban. You must give lecture also. Allah. 15 Shaban. You see? I told him, no, 15 Shaban night, I won't be there, I'm going to Shepston. Now I'm about to climb the plane. I have to show you how Maulana was so meticulous. So he phones me again. Maulisab, what's wrong now? So I say, Maulisab, you're under jara. He said, no. Mujhe maaf. This is our last discussion. Mujhe maaf kijega. I say, Hazrat, what are you talking for? Must I forgive you? Now what you? He said, no, man, I'm feeling very bad. You're going to come there and we could have had lunch together and all that, but I wouldn't be there and all these things. I'll still be in Makkah. So mujhe maaf kijega. I said, no, it's all small things, and don't worry. Then again he told me, you must, 15 night Shaban, you must give there. And all. I said, no, but I'm going there. Then all right. Then Tuesday he passed away. And then Friday I went there, I gave the lecture and all those things. So see how special he was. We junior, you understood? So when we do good deeds like this, then Allah makes our death also like that. Mujahid was a student of Abdullah ibn Abbas. The last Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu passes away in the year 68 in Taif. And remember his student is Mujahid. Mujahid says the last 3 years of Abdullah ibn Abbas life history, so lifetime. So I went to him and I did tafsir of every ayat by him. He was a lover of Quran. When the time came for death, he passes away in halat of sujood amama baytillah. In front of the Baytullah, in sajda, he passes away. Mujahid, the great children of Abdullah ibn Abbas. So brothers, if we do like that, then inshallah, Hazrat Shaykh Nawar Allah Marqadam, he came from Africa, but he always used to cry, Ya Allah, I want to pass away in Madinah Munawwara. So that was the last Ramadan. First Shaban 1982, he passes away. Makkah, Haji, Ibdadullah, Muhajir, Makki, a lot of other great, great ulama and so forth. There's another graveyard quickly for you. It's called Maqbaratul Adal. Sheikh bin Baz and all of them, they are buried there. Then where they buried now, you hear after every salat, as-salat wal-alamat, they don't bury in Mu'alla and then normally. There's another graveyard called Shara'i. It's part of the Haram. So they bury them there. So wherever you bury, inshallah, you will get the virtue and so forth. So that is what you must do. At least once you, the men, go to graveyard, Madinah Munawwara, Makkah. And inshallah, if we cry, our death also will be a good, good death. And inshallah, we pass away with Iman and Islam. So now we make dua. We thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the Capital Group. We thank all the directors of Ansar, Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, and our team here, Hafiz Muhammad Bassa, Hafiz Muhammad Salim Asmal, our brother Dawood Mundli, and all of you, our Maulana Badat and the trustees and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala keep our Masjid Abad also. And we make dua now. We got 1-2 minutes left. Before 9 o'clock, we must cut off the time, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا عجائب قد اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك يا رب العالمين فإنهم لا يعجزونك قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين Inshallah tomorrow is a Hajj seminar. For those of you going for Hajj, you come there. Inshallah, Hajj books and all that will be given. I'll be there about 12 o'clock inshallah. I think my talk is around 12:15 inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala accept everybody's Hajj, Umrah and Ziyarat also. Ameen.